Hello, everyone, and welcome into Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thank you for joining me here. Appreciate you as always being here. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. And in my Twitter bio, you'll see a link to join our Talking Puck Discord. It's a growing community of hockey fans just like yourself. People love talking about hockey, and there's some great discussions, great debate in there. And you know what? We have some laughs, too. So please join us if you haven't done so already. Well, I didn't necessarily want to get so much into the games this weekend. I know there's a lot of great stuff going on, and man, can you believe we are already approaching conference finals, and before you know it, we'll be handing out the Stanley Cup, and then into the most compressed offseason any of us can remember. Believe me, we're going to have plenty of time to talk about all kinds of issues that go along with all that. But I wanted to mention that the NHL did something important on Thursday. As a league, they've been criticized from a couple different directions as being either one step behind or sometimes even out of touch with things that have been going on and late to respond to things with Black Lives Matter, anti-racism initiatives, just things that are social justice issues. Well, Thursday, the NHL unveiled a number of anti-racism initiatives, and in conjunction with the NHL Players Association, the league said it's going to institute mandatory inclusion and diversity training for players, while employees will participate in inclusion learning experiences, which are focused on anti-racism, unconscious bias, dimensions of identity, microaggressions, and cultural competency. So it's nice to see the league coming forward with this, but this isn't the end of the plan. There's more in there. The NHL has also formed an executive inclusion council, which is co-chaired by Commissioner Gary Bettman and Buffalo Sabres owner Kim Pegula. There's a player inclusion committee, which is one of three newly established committees, and that's going to be co-chaired by New Jersey Devils defenseman PK Subban and former player Anson Carter. I've really enjoyed what Carter's been doing lately from a broadcast perspective. I think he's very sharp. He's well-spoken. His inclusion on this committee is a very good thing, and I think it will mean great things for visibility, but also his platform on the network will also make it more visible as well. So the league and its players also talking about working with the Hockey Diversity Alliance, which has been formed by Akeem Aliyu. And we know about Aliyu's run-in with former Flames head coach Bill Peters when he was in the minors in Rockford. Peters ended up resigning from the post. And so Aliyu ended up forming this Hockey Diversity Alliance, which I think really now has a chance to step up and do some really good things. It shows that the NHL is at least taking these things seriously. Whether you were of the opinion that they responded late or not, that they responded appropriately or not, I do give them some credit for at least huddling up on this and coming out with a plan and saying, look, this is what we're going to do going forward. Regardless of what had happened in the past, the NHL now has a roadmap for itself. And look, it's going to continue to develop. This is not everything. This is not going to be the end of the road for this. There's going to be more that happens. But I do have to say that the NHL could have said, you know what, we paused our games last week. We appreciate what's going on right now. We've acknowledged it, blah, blah, blah. They could have paid it some lip service, but I think that the NHL is actually trying to take some steps to change things. And let's face it, I mean, racism is still prevalent in and out of sports, and it's not just a United States problem. Racism exists everywhere. Let's not be blind to this fact, but it's something that you just have to attack and you have to go up against. Not only with awareness, but education and inclusion. And I think that that's really, people tend to fear things they either don't understand or they fear things that they know nothing about. And the more we can demystify these things, the more we can get comfortable talking about them and confronting them and really getting to the root of the problem, I think we stand a much better chance as a community, as a sport, of being able to move forward. And that's really going to be the most important thing. Look, there's always going to be people who resist. And I'm sure some people are going to look at this and say, well, the NHL hasn't done enough. Well, they've done something and they've started. and they will do more. This isn't all they're going to do. But I am encouraged that the NHL now has a map. And I just want to say that I think that that is something that they should be applauded for. And I hope they continue to develop this more and more in the weeks and months that lay ahead. All right, that's it for this weekend's Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. On Sunday nights, myself and former Avalanche voice Mike Haynes, we do Talking Puck TV. That is on Twitch and on YouTube, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Hope you can join us for that as well. Mike and I have a lot to wrap up on Sunday nights. We'll have conference finals to talk about and looking ahead to the Stanley Cup final. Plus, some player movement is starting to begin a little bit. We're starting to look at cap things. There's so much. I don't know how we cram everything into an hour. And in fact, we often don't. But you know what? It's been a lot of fun, and we appreciate you all being there. So please like, subscribe, follow, whether it's on Twitch or on YouTube. And if you like the podcast, please subscribe to this as well. We really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. This has been the Talking Puck Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.